voted to acquit on both charges. Before voting, Gardner spoke with CPR's Benta Berkland to explain his view of the charges against the president.
Senator, thanks for being here. I want to focus on this historic vote and how you came to your decision. First off, why vote to acquit the president?
Well, this is a heavy burden to remove for the first time in our nation's history a duly elected president of the United States, and that burden was not met. You can't just simply come to the Senate, say you have an airtight case, we should just impeach the president in the quickest investigation ever to take place in the House of Representatives, and then turn around and ask the Senate to do more work. If a case is airtight, then it shouldn't need more tightening, and that's exactly what we saw. So this is a high burden over a policy consideration that I don't believe we should be removing for the first time in our country's history, the duly elected president of the United States.
What about this underlying issue in the case that the president was accused of pressuring a U.S. ally to take actions that would benefit him politically? From what you've learned about what happened, did the president's actions cross any lines for you?
Well, I think that's the very heart of the case. This is a policy question. Does the United States have the ability to investigate how its taxpayer dollars are being spent? Concern about corruption, particularly in Ukraine, was clear. It's been clear for many administrations, including President Obama, who appointed Vice President Biden to be the chief of corruption, looking into corruption in Ukraine. So we have to be able, as a country, to determine how our money is being spent, and that is not an impeachable offense.
So in your mind, the president didn't cross the line because it has to do with the overall issue of corruption?
The question before the Senate in the impeachment trial was whether or not the president has the ability to investigate how taxpayer dollars are being spent. That is not something, a policy difference cannot be used for grounds of impeachment.
It sounds like you're comfortable with what he and his allies did related to Ukraine. Is that fair?
The question before the trial was whether or not the United States government has the ability to determine how our taxpayer dollars are being spent. We have to have that ability. That's what President Obama asserted when Vice President Biden was named to address corruption in Ukraine. And that's what we have done all around the globe. And you heard that in the trial. But to think that we can't investigate corruption simply because it involves a particular family, that's just not the way we work.
Voters in November will make a decision on President Trump and Europe for re-election as well. Voters across the political spectrum have said they do want to know what you think about this. But, of course, the election is months away. How much do you think this will play into your re-election efforts?
There were some who were hoping this would play into that election effort. Chuck Schumer said this is a win-win situation because we either impeach the president or it impacts the political futures of the Senate majority. That is a very sick way to look at this. I look at this as a very serious moment in our country's history, a very sad moment in our country's history that we have to move forward from to actually start accomplishing things for the people of Colorado.
This vote sets a precedent that the White House has the authority not to cooperate with impeachment investigations. What do you think that will mean for the future?
Well, that's just not true. Just because President Clinton lied and was impeached, you know, and did not receive the actual conviction in the Senate doesn't mean that he could turn around and lie again. What we have to recognize is the precedent that would have been set here is actually the precedent of weaponizing impeachments. The House carried out the fastest impeachment investigation in the history of our country. They did so not by authorizing it with the full House, but retroactively authorizing it, and then sent it over to the Senate, expecting the Senate to do its work. This is a blatant attack on separation of powers. It impacts our constitutional rights and the prerogatives of the separate but equal branches of government. And it certainly would allow any House, Republican, Democrat, to just decide, you know what, we're going to move to impeach. Give us a couple days, we'll send it over to the Senate and expect them to do the job.
The government's watchdog concluded the Trump administration broke the law by withholding Ukraine aid. Should there be any consequence for a president when they do that?
Well, look, I think the aid was released. It was released because Congress was pushing this aid to get released, and it was released before the end of the fiscal year. I strongly supported Ukraine lethal aid. In fact, I remember pushing President Obama to give lethal aid to the Ukrainians. I think President Obama was worried that it would affect his relationship with Vladimir Putin. People were dying in Ukraine, and they needed this lethal aid, and that's why I continued to do what I do in supporting Ukraine.
Finally, Senator, I wanted to make sure listeners are clear on your conclusion on the underlying evidence in the impeachment trial. You feel it showed no improper behavior by the president, yes?
The question is whether or not you can use taxpayer dollars with impunity Or does the government have the ability to investigate corruption and how those taxpayer dollars are being spent? And that's a policy difference, and we should not be impeaching presidents based on policy differences.
Republican Senator Cory Gardner speaking with CPR's Benta Berkland earlier today. Colorado Democrat Michael Bennett also spent time today explaining his impeachment vote. In a speech on the Senate floor, he argued acquitting Trump would weaken the country.
The idea that we would turn our back, close our eyes to evidence pounding on the outside of the doors of this Capitol is pitiful. It is disgraceful. And it will be a stain on this body for all time. More than 50% of the people in this place have said that what the president did was wrong. It clearly was wrong. It clearly was unconstitutional. It clearly was impeachable. What president would run for office saying to the American people, I'm going to try to extort a foreign power for my own electoral interest to interfere in our elections? It is exactly the kind of conduct that the impeachment clause was written for. It is a textbook case of why the impeachment clause exists. But even if you don't agree with me that he should have been convicted or that he should be convicted, I don't know how anybody in this body goes home and faces their constituents and say, we wouldn't even look at the evidence. And so I say to the American people, our democracy is very much at risk.
Colorado Senator and Democratic presidential candidate Michael Bennett. This is CPR News.